The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Aboyim, today we're going to be learning Simen Nun Zayin. The Kitzer calls the Simen Din Birich Al Machal O Mashke, the halach if someone made a bracha on a food or drink. And afterwards they brought more of that food or drink. Let's just give a little bit of an introduction to this simen. These halachos are somewhat complex, so let's give an introduction to some of the principles here. There's a concept in the halachos of brachos of nimlach. Nimlach means the following. If a person ate a certain amount of food, he made the bracha on the assumption he was eating a given amount of food, and then he was nimlach, he changed his mind. He saw for some reason that he was going to eat more than he originally planned. We say that the bracha that he made originally does not cover the new quantity of food. Any food he was not planning on eating originally when he made the bracha is not covered by the bracha. If he had specific intention that whatever he ate would be covered by that bracha, let's say, for example, a person made the bracha ha'etz, he intended any fruit that he would be eating would be covered by the bracha of ha'etz. That would not be a case of nimlach. That would not be considered he changed his mind, because if he intended with the ha'etz to cover all the food or the fruits that he's eating, that would not be a situation of nimlach. But if he made the bracha, let's say he was eating oranges, he only intended to eat oranges, he didn't know, let's say, there weren't even any apples available, and then someone told him, you know, there are some apples available, and he figures, let me have some apples also. Even though the ha'etz would theoretically cover the apples, because when he made the ha'etz on the oranges, he wasn't intending on eating any apples, he would need a new bracha on those apples, because he was nimlach, he wasn't intending on eating those apples. The idea of nimlach, of, so to speak, changing one's mind, is that if the bracha one made was covering a specific item, he didn't intend for the bracha to cover a different item, the bracha cannot cover that other item unless he intends specifically for the bracha to cover it. So the idea of this simon is to talk about different cases. Is it considered to be nimlach? Is it considered to be he changed his mind? Or maybe it's considered to be it was included in the original bracha. So let's see halacha aleph. Birech al halechem, someone made a bracha on bread, and he wasn't intending on eating more from what they prepared for him. He made a bracha on a specific quantity of bread. Kigon shekana lo lechem, like someone bought bread, o galuska, or a roll, v'savar sheyihyad lo dai, he thought that would be enough for him. He went to a store or a bakery, he bought for himself a specific quantity of bread, thinking that would be sufficient for him. V'shuv nis'av lechol yoser, and afterwards he had an interest of eating more. V'shalach liknos lo od, and he sends someone back to the store to buy more. Afilo yesh lefanav od mima sheichen lo betchila, even if he has more left over from the bread that he prepared originally, meaning let's say he bought for himself a loaf of bread. He saw halfway into the loaf, he's still going to be very hungry. He sends to buy another loaf. Even though in the middle of eating that loaf, he realizes he's going to need more, still, because he didn't intend for the second loaf, and he had to buy it after he purchased the first loaf, that's considered to be nimlach, that's considered to be he didn't have intention for that second loaf. The Kitzur says, Mikol Makom, Tzorech Levarech Shenis Hamotzi, still he has to make a second bracha Hamotzi, Al Mashe Viulo, on that second loaf that they brought him, Mishum Dehavi Nimlach, because that's considered to be that he changed his mind. The Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha a little bit more. in Simen Kuf Ayin Dal, Mishnah Berurah Yod Ches, Mishnah Berurah explains that where someone's actions prove his intention. He went to the store. He could have bought any amount that he wanted. The fact that he chose to buy one loaf, so his actions prove to us that he only intended to eat that one loaf. Had he wanted more, or even suspected he would need more, he should have bought two loaves. The fact that he bought one loaf, that proves to us he originally was only planning on eating one loaf. And therefore, if he decides he's going to need a second loaf, that would be halachically considered to be nimlach, like he changed his mind. The kitza continues. Avami shigesh lo lechem beveso. However, someone that has bread in his house, v'chotach la'atzmo chaticha, and he cut off a piece of that bread, shayasover sheyehya lo dai, he thought that that piece would be sufficient for him. He has a loaf in front of him. He cuts one piece. He thought that that one piece of bread would be enough for him. V'achar kach nis'ava liyoser, and afterwards he has a desire for more. V'chotach lo od, and he cuts more. He cuts a second or a third slice of bread. Af al pi she'in lo od min arishon, even though he has finished off the original slice of bread, he completely consumed the first slice of bread. Ein tzorach levarich she'inis, he does not need to make a second bracha. Dezeh lo mikri nimlach, that is not considered to be that he changed his mind. Ki aderech hukach, because it's regular for a person to do that. A person has a loaf of bread, even though he cuts one slice off that loaf. It's normal a person will cut a second or a third slice. He has to see how hungry he is. So where the person has a loaf in front of him and he cuts off part of it, it's considered normal. He'll cut off more slices from that loaf. If that's not considered to be nimlach. But in the case where he decided how much he had to purchase ahead of time, he has to purchase a specific loaf, then we will say that the fact he didn't buy a second loaf, it's as if he only intended for the loaf that he purchased. If he needs to go get a second loaf from the store, that would be considered to be nimlach. The idea is that where he decided in his mind he's only eating one loaf, he specifically only intended to eat that one loaf, then the second loaf is considered to be nimlach. It's considered to be like he changed his mind on that second loaf. Let's see halacha beis. Birech al haperos shehu ochel. Someone made a bracha on fruit that he was eating. Ve'vilo achakach od peros. And then they brought him more fruit. Im bishas habracha. If at the time of the bracha, ha'isadato al kol ma sheyavilo, if at the time he made the bracha, he had intended that the bracha should cover anything that they would bring him. Let's say he made the bracha eating apples, and he knew they might bring him oranges, grapes, other fruits. If he had specific intention that whatever fruit they bring him should be covered with his bracha of ha'etz. Azai, then the halacha is, afilu im ein lo od meharishonos, even if he doesn't have any more of the original fruit, meaning let's say he had made on a specific amount of apples, and he finished that, those apples that he made the bracha on originally, even if he finished that original quantity of fruit, vafilu einon mimin harishon, even if it's not from the original type of fruit. Again, let's say he made the bracha on apples, and then he brought him oranges. Even if it's a different type of fruit, it's just the same bracha, that the apples and oranges are both ha'etz, but it's two different types of fruit. So in a case where he had specific intention for all the fruit that he will be eating, even if he had finished the original quantity of fruit that he made, that he had in front of him when he made the bracha, and even if the second type of fruit is different min, a different species of fruit, again, similar to making a bracha on apples, and then finding that he has also oranges available, but he knew he might have those oranges available, and he intended with the bracha to cover them. So the kitzur says, the halacha is, Eino tzarech levarach shenis al elu sheviulo. he does not need to make a bracha, a second bracha on the other fruit that was brought to him. The rule is, if a person had specific intention, he made a bracha on a specific type of food, but he intended any other similar food, which is the same bracha, should be covered. Like, we could also say the same thing by mizonos. Let's say a person made a bracha on noodles, and he intended, if he had cake, that the mizonos should also cover that. If he had specific intention when he made the mizonos on the noodles that it should also cover the cake, then the mizonos would cover it. Even if he totally finished the noodles, and even though the cake is really a different type of food than noodles, but because they're both mizonos, and he had specific intention his mizonos should cover any food that fits that bracha, the bracha mizonos, for example, then that's not considered nimlach. It's not considered like he changed his mind, and the bracha would cover anything which is that type of a food. So again, if he made the mizonos on noodles, he intended for anything that he would find as mizonos would cover cake. And by ha'etz, if he made the ha'etz on apples, and he intended for any fruit, it would also cover oranges or other fruit. The kitzur continues, v'imhu nimlach mamish, if he's specifically changed his mind, specifically nimlach, the kitzur explains what he means by that. Tehainu meaning, originally he only intended to eat the fruit in front of him. He had, let's say, three apples, and he decided, I'm only eating three apples. I only want to eat three apples. And then he changed his mind. He had three apples in front of him, and then he finished those three, and he decided, you know, I really changed my mind. I really do want to have more fruit, whether it's more apples, more oranges. But if he specifically was nimlach, if he specifically changed his mind, that he had intention for only the fruit in front of him, and then he changed his mind to eat more, then the halacha is, the kitzur says, azai afilu hei min harishon, even if that's the same type of a food, even if it's more of the apples, even if he had more of the original food. Let's say, again, he made the broch on three apples. By the time he ate the second apple, he realized he's going to want more apples. So he still has one of the original apples in front of him. So even though he has some of the original fruit or the food in front of him, nevertheless, he needs to make a broch a second time on the fruit or the food that was brought to him, meaning, again, he had three apples. Even if after eating the second apple and he still has an apple to go, he says, you know, I'm going to want more apples. Even though I knew originally that I was only planning on eating three, but I changed my mind. I absolutely changed my mind. Now I'm going to eat more apples. If he's nimlach gomer, if he's absolutely changing his mind, and it's clear he didn't intend for these new fruits, the halacha would be he would make a new bracha. So the kitzur is setting here the two extremes. The first case in this halacha is if he had specific intention that the bracha should cover all types of food. He was eating apples, he had specific intention the bracha should cover oranges and grapes, any type of ha'etz. Then even if he finished the apples that were originally in front of him when he made the bracha, and he wants to eat another type of fruit, oranges or grapes, with specific intention he could cover all the fruits. If he specifically did not have intention for anything but what was in front of him, again, the three apples, for example, in front of him, even if he's only eating more of the apples of the same min, he's eating more apples which are similar to what he made the bracha on, and even though he's still in the middle of eating those original apples, because he was a nimlach gomer, if he absolutely changed his mind and didn't intend for the new fruit that he's eating, he would have to make a new bracha. So those are the two extremes. Halacha gimel is something in the middle. Let's see halacha gimel. If originally his intention was stam, what does stam mean? The kitzur says lokach velokach. It wasn't to either extreme. He didn't have specific intention with the bracha to cover all the fruits, but he didn't have specific intention that the bracha should only go on the fruits in front of him. He made the bracha on, let's say, a few apples. He wasn't sure what was going to be when he's done with those apples. He didn't have specific intention to eat more or to only eat these. That's called stam. It was a sort of ambiguous type of an intention. So the Kitzer says, Azah yesh chiluk, then there's a difference, there's a distinction to make. She'im b'sha'a she'viyo lo hashniyos lo'hoya lo od meharishonos. If at the time that they brought the second batch, let's say, of apples, he didn't have any more of the first apples, for example, tzarech levarech shenis, he has to make a second bracha. We'll just stick to this example of fruit. He made a bracha on a number of pieces of fruit, three pieces of fruit. He didn't have specific intention when he was done with those three pieces of fruit. What would he do? So, if at the time that they brought him the second batch of fruit, he had finished those three pieces of fruit, again, let's say the three apples. He finishes the three apples, he's done. He didn't have specific intention one way or another what he would do when he's done. When he's done with those three, they brought him more, and he decides, you know, I'll have more apples. So if at the time that he was brought the second batch, he had finished the first batch of that fruit, the halacha is, the Kitzur says, tzarech levarech shenis. He must make a new bracha if he's finished that original batch, and then afterwards they brought him the second batch. The Kitzur continues, aval im hayu lo oz od meharishonos. However, if he had more of those original apples, let's say he was eating a certain amount of fruit, apples, oranges, let's say he was eating three pieces, five pieces of fruit, in the middle of eating that original batch of fruit, then they brought him more. So there is a area in halacha to argue that as long as he's still in the middle of eating that original batch, again, we're not talking about a case where he had specific intention one way or another. He didn't have specific intention for all the fruit that he's going to eat. He didn't have specific intention for what's in front of him at the time of the bracha. He had intention stam, an ambiguous intention, that he didn't know exactly how much fruit he's going to eat. So if at the time that the second batch was brought to him, he still has from the original batch of fruit, again, aval im hayu lo oz od meharishonos. However, if he still has from the original batch of fruit, yesh safek im tzorech levarech shenis al hashnios. There's a doubt in halacha if he needs to make a bracha a second time on that second batch. Oh, in otzorech. Or maybe he does not need to make a bracha. The question in halacha is, if he made a bracha on a specific batch of fruit, he's not finished with that specific batch of fruit, do we say that bracha that he made originally continues to whatever second batch of fruit is brought to him because he's still in the middle of eating? So that bracha, the ha'etz that he made on the original batch of fruit, maybe can carry over to the other fruit that's brought to him when he's in the middle of eating the first batch. The Kitzur says, Lachein tov li zoher, therefore it's better to be careful. Shekeshu mevarech teidato al kol mash yevilo. A person should be careful when he makes the bracha, he should have intention for whatever they bring him. That way, if he's eating a given quantity of fruit, then even if he finishes that batch of fruit, if he had specific intention for any fruit that was brought to him, that would cover that other fruit, even if it's a different type of a fruit. Let's say he made the bracha on apples and the bottom oranges, even though he's done eating the apples. The best thing would be to have intention that the ha'etz he makes should cover any type of fruit or any type of ha'etz that's brought to him. However, if he didn't have specific intention for all the fruit or all the food in that category of bracha that he made, rather he had stam kavana. He had a vague intention. He wasn't sure how much he was going to eat when he made the original bracha. Kevan di'ika sveika bibracha, since there is a doubt about the bracha in such a case, yesh lo limnoa es atzmo milo achlam. He should refrain himself from eating that other fruit. What the Kitzur is saying is that if a person made a bracha on a specific quantity of fruit, in the middle of eating that original quantity, let's say he made the bracha on five apples. When he's in the middle of eating the third apple, they bring him more apples, or let's say they bring him more oranges. There's a doubt in halacha if he's still in the middle of eating those original ha'etz foods, the original apples, let's say, and then they bring him more, whether it's more apples or more oranges, there's a doubt in halacha, could the ha'etz carry over from that original batch of apples to the other fruit, the apples, the oranges they brought afterwards. Therefore, he should refrain from eating that second batch of fruit. Because it's not clear in halacha, does the ha'etz cover the second batch of fruit? He should refrain from eating that second batch of fruit. Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this. Mishnah Berurah is of the following opinion. If either the food that was brought to him is the same min of food, the same type of food. Let's say, for example, he ate apples. He made a bracha on apples. Even if he finished the apples that were originally brought to him, let's say he made a bracha on five apples, he finished the five apples, and then bring him more apples. If he didn't have specific kavanah, specific intention one way or another, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that if it's the same min, the same type of food, then the ha'etz on the original apples would cover the second batch of apples. So if he made a bracha on five apples, even though he finished them, if he had stam intention, ambiguous intention, not specifically one way or another, if it's the same min of fruit, the same min of food, if it's the same type of food, then the bracha would cover the second batch of food brought to him. Also, even if it's a different type of food in that second batch, let's say he's eating apples and they bring him oranges. If in the middle of eating the apples they brought him the oranges, also the ha'etz would cover the second batch. So if in the middle of eating apples they brought him oranges, then the ha'etz would cover the oranges. It would be the same thing by mazonos. Let's say a person was eating noodles, and then they brought him more noodles. According to the Mishnah Berurah, even if he finishes his original serving of noodles, if it's more of the noodles, the mizonos would cover that second batch of noodles. And if he's in the middle of eating the noodles, even let's say they brought him crackers, which is a different type of food, but since he's still in the middle of eating, the mizonos would cover that second batch. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, if it's the same type of a food, he made a bracha on apples, he brought him more apples, made a bracha on noodles, he brought him more noodles, the bracha would cover the second batch, even though he finished the first batch. Even if it's a different type of a food, if he's still eating the first type of food, he's still eating noodles and they brought him crackers, he's still eating apples and they brought him oranges, if he's still eating the original batch, the bracha would cover the second batch also. The Kitzur looks at these halachas as being ambiguous. He should refrain from eating the second batch if he didn't have specific kavana. According to Mishnah Berurah, the bracha made in the original batch would cover the second batch if either he's in the middle of eating the first batch or if it's the same min of food, the same type of food, like apples to apples or noodles to noodles, for example. Let's see halacha dalet. Havio lo prishu chashuv. They brought someone a fruit which is important, which is more significant to him. V'chaviv alav yoser min harishonos. It's more dear to him than the original fruit. Let's say he made the bracha on apples, but he really likes oranges. After making the bracha on the apple, they brought him this other food, which he really likes more than the food he made the bracha on. Oshu mimin shuva. Or let's say that second food is from the fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Let's say he made the bracha on apples, and then they brought him grapes, for example, which is considered to be more chashuv, more important in halacha than a fruit that's not shivas haminim. It's not from the fruits that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Afilu yesh lefanav od miharishonos, even though he has more of the original batch of fruit, sorach levarich al zeh shivilo, he needs to make a bracha on the food that was brought to him. If the second batch of food is more important in halacha, it's from the fruits Eretz Yisrael is blessed with, or it's more dear to him. So even though he made the bracha on a food that has the same bracha as the second batch of food, if the second batch is either more dear to him or it's more chash, more important because it's from the types of food Eretz Yisrael is blessed with, he would need to make a bracha on that second batch. The Kitzur explains what's the reason for this halacha. Ki mashe eno chashuv, because the food which is not important, it's not shivas haminim, not from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, or it's not so dear to him, a food which is not so important, eno yochal lifter es hachashuv derech grara, it cannot exempt the more important food derech grara through an incidental exemption. Eladavka kishin is kavin lefotro, only when he had specific intention to exempt it. If he made a bracha on the less important food that wasn't so dear to him, or wasn't Shivas Haminim, and he wants that bracha to cover the food which is more dear or from the Shivas Haminim, when he has specific intention, you could cover the more chashe food, the more significant food. Without specific intention, just that bracha should, so to speak, incidentally cover the second food, it cannot do that if the second food is more important than the first food, because the second food is more dear, or the second food is from the Shivas Haminim, the fruits that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Let's see Halacha Hey. Birech al HaShechar, someone that made a bracha on beer, or a drink which is Shehakol, for this Kavya Liftor Kama Sheyaviyo Lo Mibirech HaShehakol, he has intention to exempt any food brought to him from the bracha of Shehakol. Veviolo dogim, then they brought him fish. Eino tzorach levarich al hadogim. He does not need to make a bracha on the fish. The bracha of Shehakol on a drink could exempt Shehakol of a solid food. So Shehakol on beer could exempt the fish from their bracha. Aval imhaisa da'ato stam. However, if his intention was stam, he didn't have specific intention with the beer, the bracha on the beer, to exempt the fish. Afilu im bishah sheviyo lo es hadogim adayin hayashecha lefanav. Even if at the time that they brought him the fish, he still had beer in front of him, even though he's still in the middle of drinking the beer when they bring him the fish. Mikol makom tzorach levarich al hadogim. Nevertheless, he needs to make a bracha on the fish. If a person made a bracha on a drink without specific intention on the fish or on the solid food, the bracha on the drink would not exempt the solid food if he didn't have specific intention for it. The Kitzur explains, "V'lo domi l'peiros." It's not like the case of fruits. Afilu she'elu tapuchim ve'elu agozim. Even though he made the bracha on these that were apples, and the second batch, let's say, were nuts. That the Kitzur said in Halacha Gimel, there's a possibility in Halacha that maybe the bracha on the apples should exempt the nuts or the other ha'eitz if he's still in the middle of eating the apples. It's a possibility in Halacha that when he's eating the first meal, the first type of food, that should exempt the second type of food. Nevertheless, that would not apply to drinking beer to exempt, let's say, fish or some other solid food. The Kitzur explains, in the case of apples and nuts, that's all hakol min ochelhu. It's all solid food. When we're talking about different types of solid foods, like different types of fruits, apples and nuts, apples and oranges, we're still eating the apples and the bottom nuts or the bottom oranges. For example, Kitz's example is apples and nuts. There's a room in Halacha to say that the bracha on the apples should carry over to the nuts. Kitz says it's not clear. A person should refrain from eating the nuts. But there's at least a possibility in Halacha that the bracha on the apples should exempt the nuts. But that does not apply to a case where one made the bracha on a liquid to exempt a solid. The Kitzur says, Aval Shechar v'dogim, however, with regards to beer and fish, Hema l'gamri shnei minim, mechulakim ze ochel v'ze mashke. They are completely two different types of food. This one is a solid, this one is a liquid. Ve'enam potrin ze ze. A liquid cannot exempt a solid, or vice versa, a solid to a liquid. Elim kein hayu lefanav b'shas bracha, unless they were in front of him at the time of the bracha. That if they're in front of him, we assume he had intention for both of them. If both the beer and the fish were in front of him, we assume he had intention for both. O shayisadato aleim, or he had specifically had intention for both, even though they weren't in front of him. If either he had intention for the beer and the fish, or they're both in front of him, which we assume that's like he had intention for both, then the bracha on the beer would exempt the fish, or vice versa. But if he didn't have specific intention for the solid, when he made a bracha on the bracha on the liquid would not exempt the solid. When it comes to two types of solids, when he's making the bracha on apples and then they bring him nuts, there's a possibility in Halacha that the bracha on the apples should exempt the nuts, and therefore the Kitzur advises against eating the nuts when he made the bracha on apples. But clearly, when he made the bracha on beer, he didn't intend to eat the fish specifically, then in the case of stam, where he didn't have specific intention, the bracha on the liquid would not exempt the solid, or the bracha on the solid would not exempt the liquid without specific intention. Let's see halacha above. All the halachas we have discussed here is a person eating from his own food. He's not a guest. He's eating the food that is his own. However, if he's a guest by his friend, if he's eating by his friend, and his friend is serving him, once he makes the bracha on one type of a food, that will exempt any more food that they bring him. Even if he doesn't have any more of the original food, they brought him, let's say, apples. He finished the apples. Now they bring him oranges. Even though he finished eating the apples, the bracha ha'etz he made in the apples will clearly exempt the oranges when he's a guest by someone else. The ha'kol tole b'das balabais, because everything depends on the intention of the host. The guest intends to eat whatever the host serves him. Because the host brought him all these different types of food, we assume that the guest intended for whatever the balabais, whatever the host will serve him. That's not considered nimlach. It's not considered to be changing his mind. When a person is a guest, he's considered to have intention for whatever the host serves him. Ach im nimlach mamish. However, if he's specifically nimlach, he specifically changes his mind. Let's say he made a decision in his mind, I'm not eating anymore. I'm absolutely done eating. And then he decides, no, you know, I decided I'm going to eat more. Then the halacha is, asorach levarach shinis, then he needs to make a new bracha. If he specifically intended to end the meal, then he needs to make a new bracha on the second batch of food. But barring that case, that he specifically intended to end the meal, if it's just that he brought him one type of food, then a different type of a food, even though he finished eating the first type of food, that's not considered to be nimlach, that's not considered to be changing his intention on eating the second type of food, because the guest intends to eat whatever the host would serve him. The kitza continues, v'imlo haya bedas b'alabayis lahavi yoser, if the host was not intending to bring more, the host in his own mind was finished serving, it's only because the guest requested him to bring more, that's why he brought more. Still, the kitzur says, Gamkin in and tzrichin levarich. Even in that case, they would not need to make a new bracha, even though it's only because of the request of the guest that the host brought more, still he would not need to make a new bracha on that new min, on that new type of food. The fishah archim sochim bedatam shahabal habayis mistoma yitlahem kol tzarkam. Because the Archim rely, again, Lefisha Archim Somchim B'datim, the Archim rely in their mind, Shehabal Habayis Mistoma Yitzelhem Kol Tzarkam. We assume that the host will give them whatever they need. Even if the guest had to request something more from the host, because the guest was relying on the host to bring him all his needs, therefore we assume anytime the person is a guest, whatever food the host has available is included in the bracha of the guest. So therefore, the bracha of the guest covers anything of that type of bracha that he made. If he made ha'etz, would cover apples, oranges, grapes, whatever is brought to him. Barring a case where he specifically intended to end the meal. If he wanted to end the meal, then he would need a new bracha if he changed his mind and wanted to eat more. But if he didn't specifically intend to stop eating, any type of food, let's say fruit or mizonos that's brought to him is included in his bracha. Let's see halacha zayin. Misha ba l'seuda. Someone comes to a meal. V'nosnu lo kos u'birich olav. They give him a cup, let's say, of wine. He made a bracha, let's say, hagafen on that wine. V'achar kach shuv nosnu lo kosos. And then they gave him other cups of wine. They gave him a cup of wine. He didn't specifically intend to drink more. And then they brought him a second cup of wine. Im aminig hu kein. If that's the custom, if the custom is when a person is drinking, so they bring him one cup, then they bring him a second cup. Mistama haisedato al kulam. We would assume his intention was for all the cups of wine. If it's normal when you give him one cup of wine to drink another cup, another drink. So we assume mistama haisadato al kulam. We assume his intention was for all the kosas, all the cups. Ve'ein sarach levarich od. He does not need to make a new bracha. If it's normal when a person enters a house to drink, if it's normal you give him one drink and you'll give him a second drink, as long as that's considered normal that you give him multiple drinks, it's like he had intention for all the drinks that they bring him, and therefore the bracha, let's say hagafen and one drink, would cover all the drinks. That's the conclusion of this siman nun zayin about the halachas of nimlach, of changing one's mind. There's more information, there's an article on the website of Kitzur 365 about what foods are covered in the Bracha Rishon, about this discussion of intention with the Bracha and Nimlach.